An ash cloud from a volcano in Iceland is causing some travel disruptions across the UK today, a little over a year since the last major eruption of another volcano in Iceland caused widespread travel chaos across Europe. Today I'm at Manchester Airports, changing planes on the way to Helsinki, and I'm meeting with John Greenway, who is a press spokesman for Manchester Airport. John, thanks for talking to me today, taking the time. What's the latest information you have about the ash cloud and how it affects Manchester?
Well, we've been operating as normal today. We're open. We've lost a lot of our Scottish flights. That's where the area of concern has been for us. You know, we serve Glasgow, Edinburgh, Inverness and Aberdeen. So that's the area that's been concerning us. But on the positive side, we've actually seen a lot of flights that were due to go from Scotland or fly into Scotland. They've actually been coming to Manchester. We've seen a lot of Scottish people coming down here on coaches. We've already got strong relationships with airlines like Thomson and Thomas Cook, and they've asked us, could we fly from your airport? Could we put these routes on? So we've had over 3,000 people come in and over 3,000 people go out. We're talking about, 15 arrivals, 17 departures. So while that's negative for the passengers, because obviously they want to fly from their airport of choice, we are operating as normal, so we're doing quite well.
Manchester is one of the UK's busiest airports, and you've got all this extra capacity coming in now as well to help out some of the airports which have been disrupted. How do passengers get their information about their flights, about their concerns they have about any delays?
Well, I mean, a lot of it comes from the airlines, but, we're trying to help where we can. Obviously, departures, what's going on out there, social media is a big thing for us as well. Every update that we've got, we're trying to get to as many people as we can, because I think what we learned from 12 months ago is that you can never give them enough information. They want as much as they can, and I think we're coming up to a bank holiday weekend in the UK, and people are worried about their holidays. That's what I've noticed anyway.
You mentioned the disruption last year, and in some cases it was weeks before people who were overseas got back with planes in all the wrong places with the last Iceland volcano eruption. What are some of the main lessons you've learned? What would you change this time, or what would you repeat this time that worked last year?
I think we know a lot more about ash clouds and how they work. I think that's why we're never going to see those blanket closures that we saw from last year. I think there's still a little bit of confusion for passengers about whether their airlines are going to fly. I think I've certainly seen that in the media today. Some flights are not going while others are, from the same airport to similar destinations, and that's causing a little bit of confusion. So I think we still need to work with agencies like the CAA and the Met Office and with all the aviation industry and just get that better if this is going to be a regular occurrence.
And just finally, what message would you want to give to people, and perhaps tell us a little about what the prognosis is for the ash cloud in relation to Manchester?
We anticipate being open. We've set our stall out very clearly and said we plan to be operating as normal for the foreseeable future. We will not see blanket closures like we did last year, and we absolutely aim, to stay open. We're working with the airlines, obviously, because some of them, they might make the decision that they don't want to fly in the ash. So, if that should happen, then we'll be looking at what we have to do there. But I think we're working better than we were last year. I think that's definitely something that's in evidence. And if you look at some of the airlines, they're running test flights. They're much more keen to get these routes on. And I think I can understand for those who are not putting them on. Safety is not something that you want to mess around with. But I think as we continue, this airport will remain open and the majority of our routes will still be filled.
John Greenway with Manchester Airport's press office, thank you for joining us today.